This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
The euro has hit its lowest level in almost a decade. Right now, it's down 0.88% against the dollar at 1.1896. Brent crude is trading at $54.85 a barrel. It hasn't been that low since 2009. And taking a quick look at the major market indices in Europe, the FT 100 is down 0.75% at 6,499. And Germany's DAX is also down 0.45%. In the U.S., futures are all down. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to raise interest rates this year, and when that happens, you wonder what that'll mean for consumers. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
The short answer is not too much. Analysts are predicting the Fed will hike rates by as low as a quarter or as much as a full percentage point. As to when, maybe spring, maybe summer, maybe fall.
It probably won't be too much later than fall, if not earlier.
That's Jeremy Siegel, a finance professor at the Wharton School at Penn. Whenever they do go up, Siegel says, the average Joe probably won't notice much of a difference. For instance, credit cards.
They're like at, 18% above the prime rate. The prime rate is now 3.25%, so going to 3.75%.
That won't make much of a difference. As for small investors, those who put cash in money market funds may see some change.
They're going to start earning a return, and I think that would be very welcome. People have been getting zero return on their cash for quite a while.
That's Ben Friedman, an economics professor at Harvard. He also thinks stocks will weather the hike pretty well, since higher rates have been predicted since last year. So the takeaway for 2015, expect interest rates to go up, but not by much. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.